WHDF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel launched strikes in Gaza over the weekend after two Israeli soldiers were killed. CBS's Deborah Pata says it's a test of the ceasefire.
President Trump has insisted it was still in place and it would be handled toughly but properly, adding he didn't believe Hamas leadership was involved, but rather rebel groups.
Republicans stepping up the war of words on day 20 of the government shutdown. Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
Democrats are using this ridiculous political exercise to hold hostage the government of the American people, pretending it's about health care.
Amazon says it's getting its web services back to normal after a major outage at all sorts of sites and apps. Our tech contributor Ian Schur.
For many companies, particularly retailers, banks, and all sorts of others that process data constantly, every second that's lost is money down the drain.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. State lawmakers are introducing new legislation seeking to expand access to dual enrollment programs for high school students. The programs allow high school students to earn high school and college credits at the same time, but schools in areas that are smaller, more rural, or have higher rates of poverty are less likely to offer the courses. The dual enrollment reform bill seeks to make those programs more accessible with an online portal through the Department of Workforce Development and an oversight council with members from other education agencies. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents traveling along roadways, waterways, and recreational trails this fall to remember the move-over law. According to a press release, DNR wardens patrol a wide variety of terrain, and the move-over law is meant to prevent possible collisions with stopped emergency vehicles or workers. The DNR is also reminding residents that state law requires them to slow down when approaching a stopped ATV or UTV on trails, as well as near patrol boats with their blue lights or siren on. Republican State Senator Jesse James has announced he will run for the 31st State Senate District next year under the new legislative maps. In his announcement last week, State Senator James said he was ready to return to Eau Claire County after serving the 23rd State Senate District. Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith currently represents the 31st District. In a statement following James's announcement, State Senator Smith said he was confident that voters would send a Democratic majority to the State Senate under the new legislative maps. With new state legislative districts set to go into effect for the 2026 election, Wisconsin State Senator Romain Quinn has announced he will seek re-election in the newly drawn 23rd State Senate District. State Senator Quinn currently represents the 25th State Senate District, covering the counties in the more northern parts of western Wisconsin like Ashland, Burnett, and Sawyer counties. The new 23rd State Senate District is located a little further to the south, including Rusk, Price, and Barron counties, as well as parts of Chippewa and Dunn counties. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers outlast the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Arizona, where the Packers beat the Cardinals here last night, 27-23. The Packers substitute kicker, Lucas Haversick, set a new franchise record with a 61-yard field goal. Micah Parsons had three quarterback sacks in the game, the most in his career. Parsons also jumped off sides, allowing the Cardinals to stay alive, but Rashawn Gary able to force a fumble that Green Bay recovered.
The big play, the offsides by me, which is completely unacceptable. We got it right back when we came out and RG with the fumble, so that's the complimentary side. They mess up, make up for us, and we made up for them, and that's the good thing.
The road trip got off to a bad start when the team plane had to be grounded due to a mechanical problem. They didn't leave for Phoenix until 7 o'clock Saturday night.
Obviously, we already have a long, you know, plane ride, and then we were sitting basically on the terminal for about 5 or some hours.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. This afternoon, showers developing, breezy south to southwest winds up around 30 miles per hour, with highs topping out in the lower 60s. For tonight, evening showers, then skies turning partly cloudy, still breezy, morning lows in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 55.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help? If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Maybe what's happening at the school board needs to be disrupted.
Jim Santel and Joan Esposito, the Wisconsin teacher losing their job because of a social media post. The teacher's tweet disrupted the district's operations.
Judge says that overcomes the right of the teacher to speak publicly.
What if this were 60 years ago and she were putting up a post about desegregating the school?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Amy Gaither, director of a new show at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. Then Eric and Adam from Ask Your Mother drop by to rock the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. Great to be back from my book tour, Chicago, San Diego, Los Angeles, all the events in L.A. yesterday, day before yesterday. Just a wild ride. We got a lot to talk about today. In just a moment, Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. You can get in line at 202-808-9925. Also, when the chant fades, who builds the future? Questions about what do we do now? We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. Also, a reminder of the Declaration of Independence and how Trump is actually, I mean, it's just amazing, actually defying at least 8 items that Jefferson listed in the Declaration of Independence. And a crazy alert, Trump gives new meaning to flooding the zone with, poop? Is this any way for a king to behave? Or a president? We'll talk about that. In the third hour of our program, Malcolm Nance, a former spy, literally, is going to drop by. What's up with Ukraine and with Trump having all these meetings with Putin, excluding Zelensky? Why did Whiskey Pete Hegseth show up to that meeting with Zelensky wearing a tie in the white, blue, and red Russian colors? It was literally he was wearing a tie that was like the Russian flag. Why? What's going on here? We'll talk with Malcolm Nance about that. But to start off, Congressman Ro Khanna represents the 17th District of California. He's the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's a ranking member of the Armed Services Committee in the House of Representatives, the Subcommittee on Cyber Innovation, Innovative Technologies and Information Systems, and a member of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. His website is Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A .house.gov. His blue sky handle is Rep Ro Khanna, R-O-K-H-A-N-N-A. And Congressman, welcome back. It's been a while. It's great to have you back with us.
Tom, it's always a pleasure. Congrats on the book tour. I'm glad you got out there and met all your fans, like I meet them when I'm traveling around the country.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. I'm curious your thoughts on the state of our country right now.
I was inspired by the 7 million people who came out yesterday or this weekend on the No Kings March to say that Donald Trump can't have presidential immunity to do whatever he wants, to stand up against his intimidation of law firms and universities. He is putting troops on the street, is having ICE act as a military force with no constraints, is politicizing of the Justice Department. And the only thing that's going to take back our country is that kind of popular social movement. So that gave me hope. Obviously, the Congress is dysfunctional. They want permanent tax breaks, but they haven't been willing to give us the increase in the tax premium subsidies for health care, and people's premiums will go up double if they're on the Exchange Act November 1st. So we're fighting for those health care tax credits.
How do you think it's going to play out in the House? The House is, you guys have been on vacation for a month, right? And also, you know, you and I talked about this, in email a while back. And I know you talked about it on Fox News. You know, is there any possibility that John Thune will propose a continuing resolution for a one-time exemption from the filibuster to pass his continuing resolution and put the Senate, you know, end the government shutdown? I mean, he could do that, can't he?
Well, Tom, you emailed me that point, and I've been making it all over the media, which is a very simple point, which is we're not in charge. I mean, the Republicans have 51 senators. They've obviously passed it in the House, so they have the presidency. And they could today pass something to fund government and have a continuing resolution. Now, if you can have an exception to the 60-senator rule when it comes to the filibuster to appoint, to confirm Trump's appointees, to confirm Trump's judges, to pass tax breaks for the billionaires, which they did in the reconciliation, why can't you have an exception to make sure that government stays open? I believe that would be an 80-20 issue, that people would say, of course you should have 51 senators keeping government open. And we need to make that point, and I have been making that point. I don't think Thune is going to do it, but we need to point out that he could.
Yeah, and it's also important to point out that the filibuster is not in the Constitution. This is just a rule that the Senate made up, you know, back in the early 19th century, and they have the power to suspend it anytime they want.
They could use primarily to block civil rights, to block voting rights, and it's archaic. I've consistently been for eliminating the filibuster. We would have had the minimum wage increased if we had done that. We would have gotten voting rights if we had done that. But putting aside whether you believe that the filibuster should be eliminated, if you can make all these exceptions that already exist for the filibuster to pass tax breaks, to confirm judges, to confirm presidential appointees, don't you think the first filibuster exception should be to keep government open? And yet they're not willing to do that.
Yeah, it just makes sense. As a member of the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee, you've got to be right in the middle of all these conversations about what's going on right now around the world. I mean, it seems like you've got Russia with Ukraine, and it looks like Trump has stabbed them in the back once more. You've got China looking at Taiwan, and my guess is if either one of them makes a major move, the other will instantly do the same. And then you've got Netanyahu again saber-rattling about Iran. And it appears we'll see what happens with this so-called peace plan. But also, I think it's important to note that the peace plan that Trump proposed was almost identical to the one that Biden had proposed, that Trump intervened essentially and told Netanyahu and everybody everybody here not to go along with. What are your thoughts on, you know, world peace here right now in the state of the world?
Well, I'm very concerned about what he's doing in Venezuela, ordering the CIA to have a regime change war. I'm concerned about what he's doing in terms of the $20 billion, $40 billion bailout of Argentina, which is Milei, who's had terrible policies, firing government workers, austerity politics, getting his country into this crisis. And Trump, simply because of his friendship with Milei, is trying to bail him out as opposed to helping American farmers and lowering prices here. I'm concerned about what he has done in the world with the global tariff wars. I mean, bringing up the price of food and groceries and putting us in such a vulnerability with China. I mean, instead of having a global effort to create rare earth minerals here in the United States and with our allies, he's antagonized so many people that we don't have a strategy, and now we're beholden to China. And then in the Middle East, while I'm very glad that the hostages were released, I'm glad that the war has come to an end. Just yesterday, you see that the strikes are continuing and the hostilities are continuing. And until we have a diplomatic solution that recognizes a Palestinian state free of Hamas, that with the recognition of Israel, you're not going to have a resolution to the conflict. And it's unclear that he's willing to do that kind of work that's required.
Shall we pick up some calls?
That would be great.
All righty. Joe in Cupertino, California, you are on the air with your congressman.
Good morning, Tom. Congressman, I see you on TV all the time. I really appreciate your representation. We have here in our county a measure to try to circumvent the Trump cuts to our health care. I really hope that gets the support of the people of the county. Measure A, I should say, is very valuable. Anyway, my comment today is, be aware of Dominion being sold. Dominion, the voting system that we use around the country to tabulate our votes, in controversy within the last election cycle, but now has been sold to, I guess, a former Republican from Missouri. And my understanding is that county governments around the country are scrambling to try to replace this system. I wonder if you're aware of that and if you had anything to say.
Well, I've always supported paper ballots as a verification. Mark Pocan has legislation on that, and I've supported that. And I believe that when you have those kind of voting machines, it's fine, but we should have some paper trail so that there isn't a crisis of trust in how we tabulate the votes.
All right. And you know that this guy who's a Trump supporter bought Dominion Voting Systems, the whole voting machine company.
I do. And that's, you know, it's a great concern. Look, elections are decentralized in our country, so there's some comfort in the fact that, you know, Josh Shapiro is administrating them in Pennsylvania. You don't have a Republican machinery, though they have won a lot of the local elections, Secretary of States and county offices. But this is why we need to have paper ballots as a check on these voting machines.
Absolutely. I think a lot of us are kind of, you know, looking around and going, these guys would probably stop at nothing, which is a little scary.
That I agree with.
Yeah. Congressman Ro Khanna, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, is with us for the hour taking your calls here on the Tom Hartman program. It's a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Khanna in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Khanna.house.gov, K-H-A-N-N-A.house.gov is his website. Rep. Ro Khanna over on Blue Sky. We'll be right back with Congressman Ro Khanna.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on Air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one Department of Agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are you can tough it out, get sick, and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and they're great for traveling, by the way. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom when you check out to get that discount. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a national progressive town hall meeting. Byron in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna. Byron?
Yes, I'm here. I just wanted to get both of your opinion. Why don't we talk more about corporate white-collar crime? They're constantly talking about street crime and having the National Guard, you know, stop street crime in these major urban areas. Why don't we talk about all of the corporate crime that's going on in corporate boards, the price gouging, the way the fossil fuel companies, you know, have denied climate change, even though they knew about it for years. It should be forced to reimburse people like the tobacco companies did for deceiving the public about the seriousness of the climate crisis. Where is that? I don't hear any of that going on in Washington.
We need the National Guard on Wall Street, Congressman.
Well, I urge you to look at the hearings I led a couple years ago, where I had the CEO of Exxon, Chevron, all in front of me. We released a million documents. We actually referred it to the Justice Department for exactly your point. They knew that burning fossil fuels caused climate change. They lied to the American people. They should be held liable, at the very least, for all of the catastrophes that we're facing now, and accountable for their lies. I believe the Epstein file release, which Massey and I are leading, where you have rich and powerful men who basically raped young girls without any consequence, and then rich and powerful men who covered up for it, is also getting at what you're saying, that there are one set of rules for everyone and another set of rules for the rich and powerful, and that needs to stop. So I do think there's a growing awareness about this elite impunity and going after it.
Bob in Otis, Indiana, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey,
good morning.
I was at the local rally, No King rally, in my town. I had my little homemade sign that said Antifa means anti-fascism. I have pinned to that sign was a medal my father got from the U.S. Army 4 months before Pearl Harbor. Both of my parents were proud Antifa anti-fascists, as is I.
So what's your question, Bob? That's great. The great story.
My question, question is, why has not the Democratic Party, at least since Trump started calling Antifa a terrorist organization, come out in unison daily, standing up for anti-fascist, patriotic Americans?
Thank you, Bob.
Well, Bob, thank you. I mean, your story, your family story is what gives me hope about this country, the rich inheritance we have of people who've stood against fascism, who've sacrificed so much for democracy. And we need to, as a Democratic Party, be louder for standing up for people like you, standing up for people who are on the streets or marching. They're not Hamas. They're not terrorists. They're patriotic Americans speaking out for our most important democratic traditions. And I'm one of the few members of Congress who's called on out this NSPM 7, which Trump basically is going after, groups like Antifa, groups like the ACLU, which are anti-Christian in his view, or anti-patriotic, or anti-capitalist, and he's saying he can criminalize that. And that's a scary time, and we need more Democrats willing to say, no, we believe in free speech, dissent, and civil activism.
Congressman, I have 30 seconds to the break. I'm curious your thoughts on the Politico release of these back-channel conversations among young, so-called young Republicans, 18 to 40 years old, you know, just saying horrible things.
Well, it's disgusting. But look, I don't. I'm more concerned about our political leadership's silence towards them than
what
young
men. JD Vance seems to be supporting them.
But exactly. I mean, as they're saying terrible things in the culture that has been created by Donald Trump and JD Vance. Fine, they're not in elective office, but you would expect that the president, vice president, others would denounce what they're saying. Even if you're saying give them a second chance, give them a chance to rehabilitate, what they've had is a total defense of those comments. They're saying, oh, we don't want to criticize them. And that's the difference, why there's not a moral equivalence with the Democratic Party. When we have candidates or people who say things that are offensive, we condemn them before we talk about their journey or growth.
There you go. We'll be
you
right
are
back.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls on a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Khanna.house.gov is his website. We'll be right back.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298.
800-942-1298. Todd
Alba. Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a very disconcerting and busy news and sports weekend. We will sit down and discuss it all with our friend and colleague of Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents to be on the lookout for deer at this time of year. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decrease. There were over 17,000 crashes involving deer in the state last year, about a third of which occurred in October and November. St. Croix County in the northwest Wisconsin region also saw the third highest total of deer-related crashes last year, with nearly 800. Recently released Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction data shows over 70% of public school districts in the state will receive less general school aid this year. According to the data, an additional $350 million of general aid will also go to voucher schools this year for an estimated total of over $700 million. In a press conference on Thursday, State Senator Jeff Smith said the data was a harsh reality check for public school districts, showing that the state legislature did not view them as a top priority. The St. Croix Valley Foundation has announced the launch of a new grant program for nonprofits serving the western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota region. The Nonprofit Capacity Building Grant Program will distribute $3.5 million of funding to help area nonprofits become more efficient and sustainable. Officials say nonprofits in the area are under heavy strain, facing persistent staffing shortages with limited budgets and turnover in leadership positions. More information on eligibility for the grant funding is available on the St. Croix Valley Foundation website. Dunn County officials say a woman was killed in a house fire in Elk Mound on Thursday afternoon. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, crews responded to the scene at around 1 p.m. on Thursday, arriving to find the home fully engulfed in flames. Authorities were unable to enter the home when they arrived, and fire crews worked for hours to extinguish the blaze. They say the woman in the home had mobility issues and was unable to get out when the fire started. She was pronounced deceased at the scene, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. This afternoon, showers developing, breezy south to southwest winds up around 30 miles per hour, with highs topping out in the lower 60s. For tonight, evening showers, then skies turning partly cloudy, still breezy, morning lows in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we'll talk about the growth of wind and solar power generation across rural Wisconsin. And we'll hear from candidate for governor, Representative Francesca Hong.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Comcast Now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Try to silence voices.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Jessica in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question. I hope that maybe the congressman could talk with one of the Supreme Court justices to swear in the congresswoman from Arizona. That should be legal. That should be fair. Honestly, don't think the Republicans plan on doing it at all. And I wouldn't see why that couldn't happen. So that's my question.
I looked that up, Congressman, and I think it requires the consent of the speaker. Do you know?
Well, what I do know is that the state of Arizona is going to be suing in federal court. So we're going to get some resolution on what is required. But what is shameful is we have not been willing to vote on anything in the House for the simple reason that they don't want to release the Epstein files. The day Adelita Grijalva gets sworn in, Thomas Massie and my discharge petition gets 218 votes. It forces within 7 days a vote on the Epstein file. We're hearing that 300 House members may vote for it. That means you have 60 to 70 Republicans defecting from Donald Trump. It's the last thing that they want at this moment. And so they've literally said that they're not going to swear in Adelita Grijalva, who won her election almost a month ago and won 70 to 30. Arizona is now suing, and we need to make this happen. But the consequence is important. I was on Fox News Sunday yesterday, and I said to Senator Capito, look, you want to have a vote to pay the troops? We'll have a vote to pay the troops, pay federal workers. We can't do that because the House isn't in session.
Wow. And tomorrow, Virginia Giuffre's book drops. That's going to be a small nuclear bomb, I expect. So we'll see. Randy in Huntington Beach, California, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, gentlemen. Tom, I'm glad to hear that you had such strong support for your book signing in Long Beach. I really wish I could have attended.
But, it was a hoot.
The Huntington Beach. Yeah, I hope you do more of those. I'd love to go to the next one. The Huntington Beach No Kings rally was much, much larger than the previous rallies. It was about 40% bigger. It went on for more blocks, many, many more people on both sides of the street. There were more families with small children. There are American flags all over and peace signs and honking of horns and Prop 50 support. Overall, I'd say the First Amendment had a very good day in the sun, and I'd rate the thing 5 out of 5 stars, and I'm definitely going to go again.
So what's your question?
Now, I have a long history of voting for the best candidate, no matter which party they're from. And in decades past, I've had friends who are Republican governors and mayors, and I don't believe any of these people would support today's GOP. And I'm thinking it's time for a dramatic change. In years past, we've seen political parties die. You know, the Whigs, the Know-Nothings are the most well-known. But there's like 98 pages of dead political parties in Wikipedia. And I'm wondering if it's time to take a pledge and state loudly and clearly, never again Republican. Never again will I vote for a member of the Republican Party, nor will I ever vote for anyone who's aligned with the Republican Party, nor will I vote for anyone who supports the Republican Party. And I'm hoping that this may perhaps enable an actual political party emerge of not crazies, but I think.
Okay, let's get Congressman Khanna's thoughts on this, Randy. Thank you.
Well, look, I mean, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. I guess I'm an eternal optimist that parties can reform. We need to reform in the direction where Bernie Sanders and FDR want us to. And the Republican Party people need to take it back from the nativist, xenophobic party that it's become, where Vance can't even condemn young kids engaged in brutal fascist rhetoric. But I hope that people will see the broken promises, the violation of values, and that you will get Republicans who are more committed to this country's founding ideals running, because for this country, it's better to have two, frankly, three, four, five robust parties that are competing on ideas.
There you go.
Mary in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman. To your last answer to your question, I couldn't disagree with you more. The Republican Party should lose power for a generation or more for what they did to this country.
Well, they did in the 1930s, Mary. But what's your question
That's
for Congressman
Khanna? Because they conspired to overthrow the government.
Yeah, so what's your question?
Okay, and that this rebuilding, you cannot rebuild unpersuadable people.
Right, so what's your question?
That have rotted every institution and everything to its core. And that goes
Mary,
to
I need you to ask
question.
A question, please. Oh, that's okay.
Yes,
so your question is what?
I'm glad that that came ahead because it goes to my core question. It's a two-part question. Congressman, do you know why your approval rating is so low?
Thank you, Mary. Congressman?
Well, Murray, I share your view that the Republican Party should be defeated and defeated decisively. And that's, as Tom said, what we did for 20 years under FDR. That's what we can do if we have a progressive movement. But we have to do that by offering a compelling alternative. Just lecturing people saying you can never vote Republican again, I don't think will work. I think we have to say here's why we will be better for this country and for people's families and here's why we will be better in terms of alignment with the American values. I believe our approval rating is so low, first and foremost, because we allowed Donald Trump to win twice. I mean, any party that allows that, you got to ask, well, what are they doing? And secondly, because we were so co-opted by the status quo forces of big money, of consultants, of lobbyists, that we've watched as 70% of Americans no longer believe that their kids are going to have a better life and that they can't afford groceries and can't afford rent while wealth has piled up. And what people want is some a transformational vision for this country. And I do believe when they're presented that, they will vote for us out of choice.
Mike in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. My call is on the Affordable Care Act. There are 45 million people in the United States on the ACA. I Googled it. Why are we spending? It costs the federal government $20 billion a year to fund the taxpayer subsidies for the ACA. Why are we bailing out Argentina for $20 to $40 billion when we can fund the ACA for 2 years of that money? Trump's policies are for America first, which he's lying about. There are more people in red states on the ACA than there are Democratic people. Are these people stupid? What is your question? What is your answer?
Thank you, Mike.
Well, they're not stupid. I think what Trump has done is told them lies. He's going to face the consequences when they realize what's happening. But you're absolutely right. I mean, those $20 to $40 billion should be going to extend the Affordable Care Act subsidies and providing health insurance for the American people, as opposed to Trump's crony in Argentina. It's a great point. I may use that as a talking point about pointing out that $40 billion can start to be going to helping Americans with health care here.
Yeah, 2 years worth. That's amazing. Alan in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, gentlemen. My question focuses on the discharge petition. And I'm wondering if you can lobby one more Republican to just sign the discharge petition and basically undercut Mike Johnson's, stalling of, swearing in the next a representative from Arizona.
Thomas Massey and I have had that idea. We've been trying for over 2 months to get as many. We're just lucky that the four who signed have stuck with us. Anyone who has ideas of another Republican who would sign, it would be great. But so far, we haven't had luck.
Charles in Miami, Florida. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
How you doing, Representative Khanna? How you doing, Tom?
Good.
My thing is this. I believe that they're paying these tariffs just to keep the government going, because I don't see where the revenue is coming from. Second of all, I think why this man is so involved in the New York race is because this is a segregationist regime that's practicing eugenics. And I think they're also terrified that, you know, because of the diversity of our party, that now you're going to have a Muslim person in charge of a big city like New York and making it run, and probably making it run better than anybody that's done it before. And I just think that they are so afraid of diversity. So my question to you is this, basically, Connor. You know, do we have any more candidates that's more diversified coming up in the next election? Because I just think, you know, with this party is, they're afraid of, you know, the diversity that comes from our party within the hearts and minds of Americans.
Well, I think we do, and I don't know if we can predict them. I mean, no one knew who Zoran Mamdani was 9 months from ago, and now everyone in the country is talking about him. So I'll tell you this, we've got a group of young people who are so passionate, energetic, they're hopeful about America, they want a different government. They're sick of the big money in politics, the lobbyists in politics. They're sick of a government which has watched their generation not have a fair shot at getting a house, at affording rent, and starting a family with childcare. It has led them to be in debt because of their expenses of education, and they want to change. And I believe that that generation is going to come to power, and they were horrified with what happened in Gaza.
Andre in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, good afternoon to you, Tom. Good afternoon to you, Congressman. First thing is, I don't look at you as being on vacation. I look at you being on involuntary leave of absence because of what Mike Johnson did. Second, I want to thank you, Congressman, and thank the rest of the Democrats for me for reading this bill before signing off on it, because that was real critical. You all could have just signed off on something, but you took time to read it, and that protected us by you reading it. My question for you, Congressman, is that I watched the No Kings rally, and I didn't hear any talk of voting in the midterms. Nobody spoke about it. Can you tell me who organizes the No Kings march and who determines what's being said at the march? That's my question. Thank you.
Well, it's organized by Indivisible, and it's organized by other groups like MoveOn.org. My guess is they have to be careful not to make it a partisan political activity, but they should be telling people to vote. The central premise of it is that the Supreme Court decision that gave Trump immunity to do whatever he wanted, that he could without having it be a crime. And what this is saying is no, in this country, the president is not a king. He's subject to the Constitution. And that court decision is what has allowed Trump to go intimidate universities, intimidate corporations, intimidate business law firms, and to put troops on our street and to militarize ICE. He's shredding the Constitution.
Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. His website is Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov. Is a blue sky handle, Rep. Ro Khanna, also over on Twitter. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back on the other side of this break with more of your calls in this progressive town hall meeting, national town hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club.
Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association. Ford.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. So to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and the top 5 collagen warnings, go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour, picking up Laverne in Huntington Beach. You are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, thanks so much, Congressman, for being brave enough to field all sorts of calls. I'm calling about the $10 billion offer that to Argentina that the president has made. And I'm wondering, I can't find it in the Constitution. Does he have a slush fund somewhere that has billions of dollars that he can just hand out?
That's a great point. I think that there are funds available to Treasury in cases of the emergency that they can loan out or grant out. I mean, other presidents have done it with true emergencies, with President Clinton when Mexico's economy was going to collapse, when South Korea's economy was going to collapse. The difference here is that there is not the same risk to the American financial system that was justified in those interventions. And here you have a Argentinian president who's pursuing corrupt policies that is being potentially bailed out.
Devon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Fantastic. So, Congressman, I'm really confused. I think that the majority of American people don't realize that the Pentagon now has a budget of $1.01 trillion. $1.01 trillion. And the Democratic Party that I grew up in, that I've supported all my life, would never have let this happen. I'm not sure how it is and who got bought by whom, but I can say that there's a great moral shortcoming in the Democratic Party that that we have a $1.01 trillion Pentagon budget, and there's been no real outcry from the party. So if the ducks are going to get back into a row for this party, one of the first things we have to do is take a look at how the Pentagon is bleeding America dry.
Well, you're right, and it's led to endless wars overseas. I mean, look, I am often the lone vote in the Armed Services Committee. It's usually 67-1, and I vote against the increases of the Pentagon budget. I was doing it under Trump. I did it under Biden. His budgets were going up. There's footage out there which you can see on Instagram or TikTok, and they say, Khanna, Khanna, and then they boo, and I vote no. So there's peer pressure to vote for these increased budgets. There are defense contractors. There are huge lobbyists. But the reality is, even Bill Clinton in 1992 ran on cutting the bloated defense budget and investing in jobs here at home. Of course, Bernie Sanders ran that way. And I think we have lost our way when we're supporting this defense industrial complex and endless wars, as opposed to supporting good jobs and our priorities here at home.
Congressman, in our final 45 seconds, where do we go after the No Kings protests, and what are your thoughts on the coming, the next couple of weeks before we hear from you again?
Look, David Brooks wrote a great piece in The Atlantic saying this is a time for social movements, and he's a conservative. He's not one to always call for rallies. I think we need more of that kind of energy of the No Kings protests. I've been out there around the country with Bernie Sanders. I'm going to support Zohran Mamdani and New York, but I've also been doing town halls across this country in red districts. This is a time not for just people voting in Washington. This is a time for us being active, speaking out in the collective numbers. There is safety, and we frankly need more business leaders, technology leaders speaking out about what's happening to the Constitution in this country.
Yeah, so well said. Congressman, it is always a delight to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back on the other side of this break. When the chant fades, who builds the future? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, yeah. And it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Or please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief on day 20 of the government shutdown from hot Democrat Bernie Sanders tells CBS Morning's health care dividing the parties now is worth fighting for.
Before I vote on a bill that will right now allow 50,000 people to die unnecessarily, I want it absolutely clear that that will not happen.
It's quiet again in Gaza after weekend bloodshed threatened the ceasefire, and reporter Linda Gradstein tells us a blocked aid crossing is reopened.
Israeli press reports said President Trump pressed hard on Israel to reopen the crossing and allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel continues to control just over half of Gaza.
Amazon says its cloud services are returning to normal after a major outage. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Titans of industry like Amazon have become such key players that when they have trouble, practically the entire internet is affected.
The Dow is up more than 400 points. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.